Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Konezovic, intern Nick, here with you as well on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Joe, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about a story from Axios.com yesterday that Nate Rao put together. Obviously, Nate Rao, formerly of the Tennessean as well, regarding the Titans and a potential new stadium that could be constructed. Now, we've talked about renovations to Nissan Stadium for a while now, that being originally the preferred route for Amy Adams Strunk to go to renovate the current building at Nissan and to put money into that. They thought the cost for that was going to be around $600 million. But now, according to this Axios report, the actual cost estimated to be nearly double that amount. So that is causing the Titans and the city to rethink about what maybe the best option is moving forward here and whether or not that option includes building a new stadium. Obviously, when I heard this yesterday, the first thing I thought of was, well, number one, a new stadium would be cool. What does it cost? What's it going to cost the taxpayers? All these things. But number two, if it ends up working out and you do get the new stadium, is it going to have a roof? Could you get a Super Bowl here? Could you get a Final Four here? What kind of a big deal could this be for the city? What are kind of your thoughts on this as you saw this reported yesterday by Nate Rao? I know you've done some work on this as well since then. Your thoughts on the idea maybe of the Titans building a new stadium down there on the riverfront?
Well, yeah. I'm reading this as one, I think that this has become public because the conversation – it's going to be a long conversation, and it's going to get into some nitty-gritty at some point about exact dollar figures and exactly how the financing is going to work. But also, clearly, the Titans, who for years, really, Amy Adams Strunk kind of made it clear, you know, she did not want to build a new stadium.
Yep.
She wanted to upgrade this stadium. She's made references to Hard Rock Stadium as a model for an existing stadium being improved. And I really like that place, by the way. And then they get into the nitty-gritty of the structure, the concrete that needs to become steel, the window system that's antiquated, and this is straight from Nate's story at Axios.com, and realize that once you get into the billion-plus, well, why wouldn't you just build a new one? And, I mean, I'm sure from a city perspective, that prospect has got to be exciting. A few years ago, this was a hot topic in town when it was still before Amy Adams Strunk basically threw cold water on it and was like, we're going to redo this. But there was a hot topic about what all could this city do with a stadium that at least has an indoor option. The Final Four, college football playoff, college football championship, SEC championship, I mean, keep going, Super Bowl. You can go through any event you want. And at this point, Nashville, and it's standing as an event city, it's a slam dunk. You get all of them. I believe you'd get all of them. But so, and actually, with that conversation back then, before Amanda Strunk kind of moved it publicly, like, no, it's going to be a refresh, was before the NFL draft was here. So the NFL draft took it to a new level, I believe, in terms of how this city is viewed. The hotel inventory has continued to rise. It continues to rise. And by the way, we never gave credit to Scott Stanley for doing some research.
Apparently,
on his birthday.
Yeah.
Doing some research for the show.
Apparently has more hotels than Indy does right now. So
I would not have guessed that.
Have some, Indy. Just beating you again.
Well, I mean, in all seriousness, if this goes that way and they have an indoor stadium of some sort, roof, retractable roof, non-retractable, whatever it is, then this, because Indy is kind of regarded as the best event city out there because of just how the layout is. You can walk to everything. It's a great place for a big event. I mean, Nashville, to me, is ahead of Indianapolis. Not that Indianapolis is going to lose. They're still going to get the Final Four every 5 years, but Nashville could get the Final Four every not so many years if this were to happen down the road. So if you're the city, you can start doing economic impact studies and getting very excited.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, it is, I think, important to point out in this article that Nate put out there that there's not any clarity in terms as to would the building be a dome? Would it be a retractable roof? Would it be an outdoor stadium? Like, could you take, you know, the route of, okay, we're going to build a new stadium, but it's still going to be an outdoor stadium? So there's not any clarity in terms of what that would look like if this is the way that the Titans and the city go. It is interesting to think about, though, what a roof or at least a retractable roof would do for other events outside of the Titans. Now, in terms of the money part of this, that's going to be what's interesting to see here because, okay, what is – when you determine that the new stadium is the route you want to go, all right, well, what does that cost look like? You know, I think the Minnesota Stadium was U.S. Bank. It's $1.1 billion. I think the one in Vegas, Allegiant, was right around $2 billion. And then there's, you know – that monstrosity SoFi, out there in SoFi that was like over $5 billion. So I don't think you're getting into that territory if you're the Titans or the city. But you know, where do you land? Is it $1.1 billion? Is it $1.5 billion? Is it $2 billion? Like, where do you land in terms of the new stadium discussion here? And then what does the breakdown look like in terms of who's paying for what? Is Amy Adams Strunk footing most of the bill, and the Titans footing most of the bill? Or are there, you know, tax implication involves for Davidson County? There's a lot to figure out and sort through there, but the money part of this is going to be interesting to see where that final number lands and exactly who is footing the bill for most of that. Because right now the city is on the hook for, you know, that's part of why this conversation is taking place is the renovations. You know, the city was supposed to help them keep up to that to a certain degree, and they already owe the Titans, I think, $25 million at least, according to this article from Axios.
Right. The original lease or the existing lease, I guess, is basically, the city must keep it. Now, of course, there's some. It's interesting language. You know, it must keep it. The stadium, you know, relative to other similar venues. Well, I mean, go around the NFL. There are some and an increasing number of really nice, pretty new, high tech, all the amenities facilities. So, $25 million. I mean, the Titans have already done some stuff. And it's not major stuff, but that alone is $25 million. So, you know, you do something here, whatever the arrangement is, and, boy, that's going to be a hot topic for a long time. How exactly this will work out, then that can get, I guess, folded into the new deal. And, you know, the Titans have said they want that to change. They want that to not be the language moving forward. But, of course, Amy Adams Strunk, I mean, you know, she's not – in fact, I'm Googling this right now. Should have done this earlier, but – I'd be interested to know where she ranks in terms of net worth in the NFL owner list.
Yeah. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Ben texting in says, so TD made it sound like this one cannot be renovated effectively due to structure issues. Does that mean we're definitely getting a new stadium? Even if they just Band-Aid it for another decade and then build a new one, that's better than renovating, in my opinion. This coming from Ben on the text line. Well, the renovation part of this, and you know, Nate Rao points this out in the story, you know, some of what they would have to do if they renovate this is, you know, there's concrete involved and they're trying to go to steel beams. So it's a pretty difficult task that way around, which is part of, I think, what's led them to this.
Yeah, look, I mean, with all this discussion today, you could still decide, okay, well, love outdoor football, love grass, love that place. It's you know, and if you update that place, it can still be a tremendous venue, and let's just go with that because that's, you know, $1.2 billion, and as it turns out, building a stadium is $2 billion. I mean, there's still a huge difference. It could go that way.
Sure.
But this feels very much like when people are willing to talk about this stuff, this is how I've always looked at it. Usually that means they're somewhat down the road of deciding to go that way. Like, you know, it's hard for me to believe that this is, oh, gosh, maybe this could happen. Okay, and let's talk about it. I mean, this, you know, I think a lot of cases with things like this, there's a little bit of you're floating something publicly, see what the discussion is like, see where people stand on it. And, you know, go from there. I mean, that's how I'm reading this. By the way, top 15 richest owners in the NFL. Number one is David Tepper, 14.5. This is CBSSports.com. Kroenke is only third, 8.2 bill. Jerry, second, 8.9. Now, this is the top half of the league. Amy Adams Strunk does not register on this list. Haslam, Irsay, and Lurie are tied at 13th at 3 bill net worth. So if you're a Titans fan, it's like, billionaire. Just pay the whole billion. I mean, the net worth, most people aren't going to pay like half their net worth or whatever.
No.
For something like this. Now, hundreds of millions of dollars? I think it's fair to expect that.
Yeah. Hey, if I would have parted ways with $300 earlier this year, I could have been on that owner list for the cheeseheads up there. But I didn't do it.
When are you going to do that?
That'll be soon.
I feel like you have to, Robbie.
Yeah.
It's only right.
Whenever they have their next stock sale. I don't know when that'll be.
Is that just random?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
God, you got to get in there, man.
Yeah. Robbie Stanley, NFL owner. How's that sound?
It sounds pretty good.
We'll continue.
Aaron Rodgers would never leave.
He would never leave. Be the quarterback until he's 70 years old. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. What do you think of the idea of the Titans constructing a new stadium? Hit up our text line, 615-737-1025. Let me tell you about my friends at the Nashville Predators and their all-new Paint the Town Preds pack presented by Yeehaw Brewing and Old Smoky. You can purchase the pack and receive 2 weekend game tickets plus 1 weeknight game ticket of your choice. Plus, you can receive a Preds car flag, a $25 Yeehaw Brewing Company gift card, and the opportunity to purchase 2022-23 season tickets as well. So visit NashvillePredators.com/paint. To secure yours today, get your Paint the Town Preds pack today and score your own hat trick, Smashville. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Join 102.5 The Game tonight for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. You can have drink specials, enter to win Preds tickets, and watch the Preds take on the Carolina Hurricanes. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 6 p.m. tonight. Speaking of the Preds, the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series is coming to Nissan Stadium next Saturday, February 26th. This outdoor game has your Nashville Predators facing off against the Tampa Bay Lightning and will also feature performances by Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley as well. It's going to be a party, and Preds fans, you're not going to want to miss it. Visit NHL.com/Stadium Series for more details and to purchase tickets.
So you're playing a Led Zeppelin deep cutoff physical graffiti? This is not Get the Let Out Day, but I'm never going to complain about Led Zeppelin custard pie.
I thought he was about to start complaining about getting the let
out. I'm not complaining, but I'm like, I just didn't know we were getting the let out today.
Listen, it's Friday.
Keep you on your toes.
We're in the 9 o'clock hour. We are getting the let out today, Joe. Yeah. I need a little pump up energy, and that just really got me hyped for the weekend.
There you go.
How did you come about choosing that one?
I just typed in Led Zeppelin into YouTube, and it said greatest hits, and I kind of scrolled through the video, and I was like, yeah, this sounds about good.
Okay, that's a jam. Right, I got to go real quick. I got to rip Heidi. Can I rip Heidi?
Yeah.
Or Lou.
Okay, now she says just kidding. You're so lucky, Heidi, that you added just kidding. So what'd she say? Heidi from Dixon, text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Don't build a new stadium until you get that guy at quarterback. It'll soften the money blowback if you have an elite guy for the next 12 to 15 years.
Well, Rodgers, for God's sake, he's building land here. Get him in here.
Then she says, just kidding. It would help some people accept it. Okay. Also, Heidi said, what is black licorice? Sounds like it's related to goulash. Who the hell are you? You need to show yourself, Heidi.
Goulash, though, fabulous dish.
I love goulash.
My mom, Dan, shout out to my stepdad.
Mom's best.
Oh, they should have a cook-off.
Wait, who? You're saying Dan? Dan makes some mean goulash?
Dan makes some mean goulash.
Okay, all right. But no, Heidi, you don't stop with the black licorice slander.
D-Mace wasn't a big fan of that either.
No, D-Mace, not a fan. But he likes Good and Plenty.
He does.
Which is black licorice, but he said he just eats the candy shell on the Good and Plenty.
Spits it out.
And then spits out the black licorice part.
TK from Nashville texting in says, stadiums talk. I'm originally from Minnesota. Learn from our 20-year issue/debate over a new stadium. U.S. Bank is perfect and already hosted a Super Bowl and a Final Four. Minnesota taxpayers lost 20 years of economic boom because of pride. Nashville is primed for an indoor/retractable roof venue. This is coming from TK from Nashville.
I mean, it's, you know, when we get to this, it's good. You know, when the terms are set, it's going to be really interesting. By the way, Forbes 2014, that's the most recent I can find on net worth. The Adams family has a net worth of $1.3 billion. So, I mean, you could say, okay, great. Take all the money and build the stadium.
Just put
and
it shut into up about the stadium.
That's probably not going to happen. No. So how does it work?
Chris texting in says, what if ownership says you can get nothing and like it? Can we get the stadium boohoo crew along with the Tannehill boohoo crew? This is coming from Chris on the text line. I feel there would be more members of the stadium boohoo crew, I think.
Yes, there's a lot of stadium boohoo crewers. Look, I understand anyone's taxpayer saying, come on. I've got this and that in my life, and you're asking for this. I don't even watch football. That's where you gotta assess cost benefit, and I think there's a lot of benefit, but it's gonna be a lot of interesting discussion.
Dave says the Titans could play home games in Memphis during the construction. That'd probably work out nicely. People are wanting an excuse to wear the Oilers throwback jerseys. That went well the first time.
Yeah.
In Memphis.
Run that back.
Yeah. Sure, they'd be excited for that. I know that he's joking there, but that's good stuff.
Yes. Vanderbilt Stadium, though.
Yeah. I don't anticipate either of those scenarios happening. Just throwing that out there.
It might be fun. They're doing some things over there to Vanderbilt Stadium.
They are. There's no question about it. Shane from the Ashland City texting in says, tell Heidi to worry about Joe's feet, not the quarterback. That's coming from Shane from Ashland City. College baseball season's back. We can get back into your feet discussion.
Let's get back to my feet. Who's the texter who seems to really be interested in my feet?
That's Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Sean in a while.
Oh, okay. We have.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, just not about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know my foot stalker. We'll hear about it here in a minute. Discussion. Yeah.
Did you show them on camera one time or something?
Yeah.
That I missed?
Yeah, Joe's a big feet shower out there.
No, I did not show.
This foot discussion was pre-me.
It was pre-Michelle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a bet with Porth, and it was pedicures with Heidi based on Vanderbilt baseball. It's a long story.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
That never came to fruition.
But, for a certain price, I will put a picture of my feet on social media. Just let me know.
Joe is selling feet pics.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. We're the only show in town.
We're the only show in town that's going to be honest about the blisters on the bottom of my feet.
Got a texture that says, Memphis didn't work because of Bud. Amy has done such an amazing job from a PR standpoint than her dad. Maybe that's a rift that she can heal. I mean, I hear you. If I'm the Titans, I'm not overly concerned about healing relationships 25 years ago from the Memphis market. Like, yeah. It'd be great to have more fans from Memphis. I'm not saying that, but, that was a long time ago.
No, but where that's relevant is, does Amy Adams Strunk have a profile in this city? Has she done the work to sort of entrench herself here? Because, I mean, let's face it. This is a Texas family that moved from Texas, and they live there, and they fly out for games and all that stuff.
Yep.
Has she done enough to change that perception that whatever it would be, some kind of ask for financial help would be met more favorably?
Maybe. Look, it's night and day than it was 10 years ago. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, 10 years ago, The ownership / the management of this franchise was bad. She's done a great job. I think she's built up a lot of goodwill with Titans fans. Now, I still think, the number one thing that the Titans fans, especially Titans fans that live in Davidson County, are going to be concerned about is, what does this cost me?
We've
heard from people today on the text line, what about PSLs? What's that going to look like with the new stadium? Am I going to have to spend more money to get PSLs? I mean, there's a lot that goes into this because, I mean, look, if you're Amy Adams Strunk and you're footing a big part of this bill, you're going to want to try to get some of that money back as quickly as you can as well. I mean, there's that part of it too. So it's a big cost regardless of what happens here. It's going to be a big cost for somebody to make this new stadium happen.
No
doubt.
And
the fans are going to be affected in some way.
Right, and then it's, okay, but then it's look at what this does for the city. I mean, to the texter's point on TK's point on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. I don't know if that assessment is totally accurate. Like Minnesota or Minneapolis, you know, totally costs itself. But it's an interesting point. And in a lot of these cities, of course, you see it just go back and forth, and it's hard to get this going. I mean, I went out to Jack Murphy Stadium for a Titans game in 2016, back when Marcus Mariota was playing really well. A game they lost, though he threw a pick six, so late in the game. Yeah, I know. But he actually that day was pretty spectacular a lot of the day. Regardless, point being, it was a dingy old stadium, and at that point, of course, San Diego was doing all they could to build a new stadium to keep the Chargers in the city, all these things, and it failed miserably.
Yeah.
And here they are in L.A. So, and again, I'm not going to step out here and say, watch out, the Adams family is moving to St. Louis.
No.
Not saying that, but there's an example of a city where it didn't come close. And I guess I'd be interested now to find out how many minds are changed because of how it all unfolded.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know that, too.
That's worst case, of course, but... But, you know, what's the benefit for me if the city has all this economic impact? Fair question.
Yeah.
By any taxpayer.
Heidi from Dixon texting in says, Porth backed out like a baby. He's gone, so let's just hold up our end without him. It's coming from Heidi on the text line.
Ready hey, to I'm in for a pedicure. I'm in for a pedicure.
I was going to say, we have a producer now who's all about your pedicure, Heidi.
All about it.
Actually, I had a buddy, went out with a buddy last night who's a huge pedicure fan. What I found out, and I did not know this, you can get wine at these things. I've never got.
Oh, yes.
I went one time. They didn't give me wine.
Listen, you got to go to the right spots, Joe. That's Retro's why you didn't there. Like it.
I mean, at least dull the pain a little bit. And scraping all the crap off the bottom of my feet.
See, this is why you need to get frequent pedicures, so then you can enjoy it when you go.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'll do it if Robbie does it.
Well, congratulations on not getting a pedicure then. When we come back, it is time for Weekend Winners. Pigskin Pick'em is now over. Michelle Knezovic, the undisputed champion. It is time for Weekend Winners, our debut edition of the season. Coming up next, this is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for Weekend Winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Every sport on the table now. We used to be football exclusive with Pigskin Pick'em. We've moved into the calendar where every sport is on the table. Michelle Knezovic has begun the competition by talking an incredible amount of smack on Twitter. Just would like to point out.
Oh, yes, I have.
This is a different competition than Pigskin Pick'em.
Clean slate.
It is different. The records are no more. They've started over. Just pointing that out there.
I just want to know, are you two ready?
Well, we're ready. Well, before we get started, what are the stakes? Do we have stakes? Do we have something that's up here for the winner?
Every time I do stakes...
Doesn't go well.
It does not go well.
Good. Let's do it then.
Does not go well.
Both of you have to wear all Kentucky gear for a whole week on the show if I beat you.
Okay. What do you have to do?
Okay. Well, okay. So what you're saying is the two losers have to wear the gear of the whatever the winner chooses.
That's fair.
We can do that. We go on a whole week?
Yeah,
do we have enough gear?
Yeah, I mean, do I have to wash it every night?
Oh, I've got plenty of Kentucky gear to
dress you guys. Well, I might have a choice that I want you guys to wear, like, wizard hats, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. The winner gets to choose whatever kind of wacky stuff. I mean,
I'm cool with it.
If you guys want me to, like, come in barefoot and put it on camera, we could do that. Whatever we want.
That's exactly
the people are paying, though. You got to split the proceeds with Robbie and I.
That's right.
That would make this more like an OnlyFans show. But, you know.
All right, let's get rolling here today. Oh, I don't know where to go from that. Weekend winners. We'll start with the Nashville Predators and the Carolina Hurricanes. Preds traveling to Raleigh tonight. Michelle, since you won Pigskin Pick'em, you pick first. The Preds or the Hurricanes on the money line, maybe the puck line more specifically.
Puck line. I like that, Robbie. I'm going to go with the Preds, and they better win this one because they're definitely going to need it. They need to snap out of that losing streak right now. But I think, you know, traveling, getting out of town, they're going to snap back into action and pick up a win and then continue the momentum when they head back into Nashville next week.
I do not feel strongly about this pick, but I've already said it in Call Your Shot Friday, so I'm going to do it. I'm going Preds. Game winning goal by Tanner Janot. Give me Preds against the Hurricanes to win the game tonight. Joe Rexrode, Preds and Hurricanes tonight in Carolina.
I'll go Canes for an early lead on both of you.
The Canes get it done tonight, according to Joe Rexroad. All right, moving on to college basketball. We've got a lot to get to on the college basketball front. We begin with Tennessee and Arkansas. Tennessee going on the road to take on the Hogs. Joe Rexroad, you're up first in this one. Who you got between Tennessee and Arkansas?
And again, as we said, no lines right now. I mean, a lot of these weekend winners picks will be money line. Some will be spread.
We'll do spread when available.
Yep, but I'm going Vols. I think the Vols will win a close game.
So Joe going with the Vols to get it done on the road against Arkansas. I'm going with the Hogs in this matchup. I think Arkansas gets it done. I think they win, I think, 4-5. They'll win by 4-5 in this game. Michelle, I think we know where you're going with this one, but I'll ask you anyway.
Who
Arkansas or Tennessee tomorrow in this matchup?
I almost forgot. I almost muted there. I got so excited.
Wow.
Give me Arkansas, make it my lock, and... Yeah, mm-hmm. Tennessee. I think they're going to win by about 10 or more.
So Michelle has started the competition by betting with her heart.
Locking with her heart.
Yep, locking with her heart.
Listen, not even. You guys already know what happened last time. Every time I picked Kentucky, they covered for me.
New competition.
So. New competition.
We'll see. I'm going to be saying scoreboard on Monday.
God, even if you trail for like a week, it's going to be absolute hellfire in here. I want you to know that.
I'm going to be emotionally unstable.
Vandy taking on Texas A&M this weekend. I will go Texas A&M on the money line. I think Vandy's been playing much better as of late, but I think Texas A&M gets it done in a close one. I think it's like a 2-point game either way, but I'll go A&M in a close one. Michelle Knezvik, Vandy or Texas A&M?
I'm actually going to go with Vanderbilt in this one. You know, with Liam Robbins, you've seen him have a slow but significant progression to this team, just even having him on the court with the size. I think they can beat Texas A&M. Give me Vandy on the money line for this one.
I think Vandy wins by double figures.
Rodney
Chapman is a big loss for sure. And they need him back by the SEC tournament. But I like how they're playing. I do. They ran into maybe the best team in college hoops the other night, maybe the best player.
Yeah.
And still were right there offensively. I think they're going to be impressive in this game.
Lock it down then. What are you doing?
You know what? Make it my lock.
Oh, it was going to be your lock because I was clicking the button right before
you said it. Oh, yeah. See? There we go.
All right.
Vandy or Joe locking down on Vanderbilt. Vandy Joe locking it down this weekend for the Doors to take down Texas A&M. Moving to women's college basketball, the Tennessee Vols taking on South Carolina, who probably the best team in the country. Very well could win a national title this year. Joe, we begin with you. Vols or South Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a clean sweep, and actually probably should be a clean sweep in locks. Jordan Horson, have not heard yet, but she's Tennessee's best player. Make no mistake about it. And she was in an air cast, and they're getting x-rays. And already I think South Carolina's going to win the national championship, and I think it was going to be a tough game on the road anyway.
Yep.
So, yeah, South Carolina.
South Carolina lock. I'm just glad I talked Joe into locking some other game. That's good stuff.
Dirty
gamesmanship.
Dog.
Has
Dirty
begun.
Dog, you.
Michelle, your selection between the Vols and South Carolina.
Before I select, also have to mention College Game Day is there.
Yes.
Awesome that they're showcasing this game, but I'm going to go with both of you guys on this one. South Carolina is one of the, they are the best team in women's college basketball right now. Tennessee hasn't had that many significant wins, also with the loss of one of their best players. Give me South Carolina. I think they're going to win by double digits.
I was at a place after church on Sunday eating some lunch, and I just happened to look up, and South Carolina was playing Georgia, and the score was like 35-8 at the time. I was like, oh, tough one for the Bulldogs. By the way, Georgia was ranked like 19 in the country.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. It's not going well.
Yeah.
All right, we move to the individual selection of the program. Michelle Knezvik, you're up first. Your first individual selection.
Kentucky, Alabama.
I figured.
Tomorrow. Kentucky's going to have a bounce back. I don't think Ty Washington's going to play, but I think not having him in the game at all is actually going to be better, because when we saw him play against UT the other night, he was just kind of maybe like 30%, 40%, and it just wasn't good for the team. They're going to bounce back. They had a bad loss against Tennessee. They're going to beat Alabama, and like I said, Alabama is not going to have one three-pointer.
So, according to Michelle, Kentucky's going to win by about 70 in this game, because that's all Alabama does is shoot threes.
Sorry, Nate Oates. I hope you don't get ejected again.
He might if that's the case. Joe, your first individual selection.
So, Texas Tech, Texas, in the other venue, at Texas Tech, And everybody who was there, from a media perspective, said it's the wildest atmosphere they've ever seen. Those people were riled up for Coach Beard and to get after him. Well, it's back at Texas. And I think Texas Tech's a little bit better team, but I think it's payback time. So give me Texas, not UT, Texas, the Longhorns, to beat the Red Raiders.
I'm going to go to the NHL for my first matchup tonight. There's a big game between Florida and Minnesota. Two really good teams. Minnesota at home in this matchup. I think the Wild get it done tonight. I think the Minnesota Wild will take down the Florida Panthers. No, Florida has been red hot. They played really well against Carolina the other night. But I will go with the Minnesota Wild to win at home against the Florida Panthers. Joe Rexrode, your final individual selection.
We're gonna go to Belmont. Sticking with men's basketball, Belmont, big win last night. Huge game coming up against Murray State, which, of course, is ranked and is now, what, 25-2? That's a big one. You have the look-ahead possibility, but I'm going to go Belmont over SIU Edwardsville.
I like it. Belmont over SIU Edwardsville. My final individual selection, and I do have a spread for this one, so I'm going to use it. Give me Kent State. -1.5 against Ohio. Kent State has what it takes to get it done in this game.
Wow.
-1.5 against Ohio. You can find that game tonight.
Okay, so I was going to say, first of all, how did you find a college game with
because
a spread?
It's today.
Because it's today. Okay, so you can't minus. So
Kent State -1.5 against Ohio. It's going to be a barn burner out there, but I think Kent State has what it takes to get done. We're just a few weeks away for me getting back into my Australian League football picks, but we'll get to that coming up a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
I was going
to say,
Robbie, was this just a complete random one that you saw a spread for?
Now, would I ever do something like that?
Never.
He's a big Maxion fan.
Big
I mean, Ohio's
pretty good. They beat Belmont this year.
Yeah,
they did.
They're not going to be
Kent
State.
They're not going to beat Kent State, the Golden Flashes.
Kent State -1.5 against Ohio. Michelle Knezvik, your final individual selection.
This game also has a spread. We talked about it earlier. NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. We got Team LeBron favored by 6 over Kevin Durant, who will not be playing.
Yeah.
Give me LeBron covering the spread, money line. They've got LeBron, Giannis, Steph, DeMar DeRozan, and Jokic all on the same team.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. KD's not playing. They've got Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, Jason Tatum, Andrew Wiggins, Trae Young, and yeah, and then obviously all the reserves. But I think that's going to be an easy one for me. LeBron on the money line, cover the 6, also probably win by a bit.
I will say, it's the All-Star game. They tend to want to make it close in this thing.
Trae Young from half court.
I think that's a bomb.
Look at the size matchup, though.
I know, but like.
I hear you.
Look, hey, they probably should win by that much.
We'll see.
I have a feeling it'll be a tie game with the last shot coming down to somebody.
Sometimes the All-Star game actually is like a 20-point game.
But I know.
Yeah. You may be right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
This has been the first edition of Weekend Winners, and I got to say, I'm feeling good about it, feeling good about my picks, especially Kent State -1.5 against Ohio. Feeling great about it.
Big Golden Flashes guy.
Big Golden Flashes guy here on the program. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. Right now, there are deals from everything from $50 off the Woodhouse Spa, half off dining at the Mainstay and Hard Rock Cafe, half off the Brooklyn Bowl, plus $50 free with a purchase of $100 in downtown dollars. Check out all these deals now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. We are live in the Hillside Medical Game Studio, working for the weekend here on the program.
We might have to have a lover boy day.
We might have to.
That's stretching to some deep cuts.
We're in like a, by the way, I'm getting TJ Oshie Olympic hockey flashbacks right now. The Swedes and the Russians are in, at this point, what is a 8-round shootout.
My goodness. Yeah.
So
here we go. This is Sweden for the win?
I don't know. Off to the corner.
Yeah. It's live.
TJ Sochi brings me back to 2014.
That's right.
Some good stuff.
That's right. I had a point to make, and I've lost it. I read PK. Paul Karhusky has a good breakdown at paulkarhusky.com of his thoughts on the Titans stadium thing. A couple interesting points related to what we've talked about. One, he's a believer in the soccer stadium a temporary solution if it comes to that. Also, he makes a good point. We haven't talked too much about the baseball aspect of this, but I agree with PK on this, which is, you know, think about, like, the shared venue doesn't – we totally – I mean, I've dismissed that. Like, it doesn't happen. But, like, how else would you get baseball here? Like,
I don't know.
Would this not be viewed for the people who really want baseball here as, like, your shot? Because if you can somehow make that work, which, again, I'm not optimistic you can. I don't think it works. But to the point that he made, how could this city ever build MLS, NFL, and MLB stadiums in a 20-year period? And we talked about this. Unless there's someone coming in and say, here we go, I'm paying for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the Franklin, well, it's the Nashville Stars, the Franklin Friars, whatever it may be. It's all on me, folks.
Friars.
I mean, hey. Might be fun.
Yeah.
But it's a good point. And again, I don't anticipate baseball being part of this. He also said the Rays are longing to be the Titans' tenant. That's a strong word.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's smoke around the Rays. Love in Nashville. And their situation's not great. But it's a good point about that aspect of it. Like, baseball may need this. I don't think it's going to get this, though.
I don't think it's going to get this either. Like, again, I go back to capacity, right? Like, it's going to be – I have no doubt believing that if the Titans build a new stadium, it's not going to be 69,000, whatever it is right now. Like, it's probably going to be maybe 60, 65. Do you go lower than that, though?
58?
Do you do that?
Maybe not. I don't know. How about 60? I wouldn't go much more than 60.
No? No, I mean – I don't necessarily disagree with that, but 60,000, like if the baseball team was going to share it, that's an absurd number. I mean, they'll have – look around Major League Baseball. They've got a hard enough time getting people to come in to watch games with 30,000-seat stadiums.
Yes.
So the 60,000 is a lot. Now, you know, if you've got 35,000 showing up to a 60,000-seat stadium, then I guess you're still making the same amount of money, but it seems like a lot.
It's not ideal. No. It's just not ideal for a baseball team.
No. By the way, the Russians have won this shootout. So it's Russia versus Finland for the gold medal.
Whatever the Russians
are
calling
themselves.
Yeah, they're
not Russian. They're ROC, whatever that is.
Yes. The athletes loosely affiliated with Russia, but not doping, we swear.
Yes.
And the IOC believes us. Team.
Yes.
Cool.
It's worked out really well so far. Just another example. Russians and Finland in the gold medal game. It could have been Canada and maybe U.S. Who knows?
Could have been a lot of things that would have been cooler than what this tournament has been.
Yes. There is no doubt about that. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. TK texting back in says, Minnesota lost North Stars hockey to Dallas due to pride and money. So going back to your other example of San Diego with Qualcomm and all that going on over there, they never got close. I don't anticipate something like that happening with the Titans, though.
No. But thank you, by the way, for Qualcomm. I still call it Jack Murphy Stadium like it was the 80s. Back when Dan Fouts used
to – slinging that ball around.
Just light people up in that stadium. It was sad, though. I mean, being out there at the time was – I think actually the vote was about to come up when the Titans played there. It was just like – I mean, everybody – like they had – in fact, at halftime of that game, I want to say, that LaDainian Tomlinson came out and spoke. They had this huge thing of like former players. In fact, Danny F. may have been out there.
He probably was.
I don't know why I didn't get his autograph, but I didn't. But they were like pleading with people, please, like, you know, please vote for this.
Yeah.
And it didn't come close.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, if you live in San Diego, you're probably feeling good about life anyway.
Yeah, probably doing all right.
But that sucks to lose an NFL team.
Yeah. Sam and Franklin texting in says, is a Rex Road Foot NFT in the works? You got into the NFT stuff?
A non-fungusy token.
In that regard, I wish you all successful NFTs out there. No fungus zone here on the program.
My goodness. That's good stuff.
Chris texting in, could the Titans even play at the new NFC field / stadium once it's done? I'm not sure about the field dimensions, etc. They can make it work.
Well, I'm going to cite and quote PaulKaharsky.com saying the dimensions are just fine.
Yeah.
And Paul Kaharsky, he knows his soccer.
He does.
He and Johnny G, Johnny Glennon, they are like old school soccer fiends. So yeah. I believe him.
Cody texting in says, this current stadium will get us a Super Bowl about as much as Tannehill. This is coming from Cody.
No, you're wrong. You're dead wrong, Cody.
Well, the current stadium, he's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he said new stadium. Oh, you're dead right. Cody, yeah.
Cody, you're 100% totally right.
Yes. No, they're not going to get a – it's funny because I have entertained the idea of if they did these renovations, like whatever, $700, $800 million in renovations and made it state-of-the-art, if that cost would have done it, which clearly it won't, but if they had done that, would Nashville have gotten the Super Bowl? I was not totally out on that idea because of the draft, but for sure the NFL rewards the new stadium. So you're right, Cody. You're not wrong.
Super Bowl 60 here in Nashville.
How about that?
Be good stuff.
What was that? Super Bowl, that's like LX, right? Sure. LX?
I'm not up to that. I need a refresher course in my Roman numerals.
Yeah, it's very important.
It is very important. Need a refresher course in the cursive writing as well. Sure. They hammered that down on me in third and fourth grade. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write cursive the rest of my life. Haven't used it since, other than to sign my name.
Sign your
name. I can do that.
Well, my kids can't sign their name because there's no cursive. Like, what do? You sign an A, like Shoeless Joe Jackson, sign an X on something? You got to learn to have a signature.
Draw a straight line. This is me.
Do you have a signature, Michelle?
Yes, I have a signature, and I took cursive in third grade, and I got an A in it.
Okay, so that's the age cutoff. That's the cutoff. Okay. Well, this
children born in the 2000s don't know how to write in cursive.
I mean, you're the same generation as my kids, though. Is that right? Generation.
I think Caroline's below me, but probably the same as Jack and. Yeah.
Well, the lower part of your generation doesn't know how to write cursive. Glad we've.
I feel like that may be a problem at some point.
Yeah, I know. But that's all I've got. Like, there's about probably 8 to 10 cursive letters that I could no longer like a Z.
Yeah.
Try my last name.
Lowercase Z. Hell yeah. No.
Oh, sorry about it.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a toughie. Your last name. Wow.
That's gonna do it for us today here on Rock.
Good night, everybody.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll be back 6 a.m. on Monday. Darren Donica Chase up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.